Hereboz, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Sukkah daf Chav Ches. We're here on the top of Chav Ches and Aleph, Tan Rabbanan. We just talked, the last thing we talked about was a story with Rabbi Eliezer, how he didn't want to respond to someone who asked him a question because he had not heard it from his Rebbe, and one of his rules for life was to not say anything. he hadn't heard from his Rebbe. So once we're talking about that, we kind of talk about other things about Rabbi Eliezer. So Tanur Rabbanan went to Rabbi Samaisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Sheshavas Begalil HaElyon. He was chilling in the upper Galil. V'shalu Shloshim Malachos Be'Elchas Sukkah. They asked him 30 Shailas in Elchas Sukkah. Shneim Esrei Amar Lahem Shamati, and Shmuna Asar Amar Lahem Lo Shamati. He said 12 of them, he said, I heard them from my Rebbe, and presumably he told them the Halachos. And 18, he said he did not hear, and therefore refused to tell them, even though he probably could have told them the halacha. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, no, chiluf advarim is the opposite. Shmona asar amar lahem, shamati, and shtema asar amar lahem, lo shamati. It was 18, 12, not 12, and 18. Amar lo, they said to him, kol devaracha einan ela mipi hashmua. He said, really, everything? Right, everything you say is things that you heard from your Rebbe? Amar lahem, he said, his kaktuni, meaning that's you're forcing me to say something I haven't. Meaning I that's what I like to do in general, but his kaktuni, you're making me say something else. So I guess since you're questioning me, let me tell you like more about how I roll. So miyamai my days. I'm not sure, but Adam Beis Medrash, meaning I always got to the Beis Medrash first. Lo Yashanti Beis Medrash, Lo Shinas Keva, Lo Shinas Arai, I never slept in the Beis Medrash. Lo Hanchasi Adam Beis Medrash, Piatzasi, I never left someone in the Beis Medrash and left, meaning I was last one out, first one in, last one out. Lo Sachti Sichas Chulin, I never said anything, Sichas Chulin, I didn't say anything that wasn't Shaykh to Torah or learning or maybe business or whatever. Never spoke, stupidity. And I never said anything they never heard from my Rebbe. Excuse me. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai miyama. They said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that miyama. And you'll see that was Rabbi Elazar's Rebbe. Miyamav in Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's days. Lo sachzi chaschulin. Again, he didn't say anything that was not relevant to Torah. V'lo halach dalet amos b'lo Torah uv'lo tefillin. He never went dalet amos without Torah and tefillin. V'lo kidmu adam beis medrash. He was always first into beis medrash. V'lo yashim beis medrash. V'lo shenas kever. V'lo shenas arai. Right, he didn't sleep in the beis medrash. V'lo hirer b'mavu osamatu nafos. He never thought of Torah in a disgusting place, and that's a big deal. Obviously, when your entire life is Torah and lo sach sichas chulin b'yamav. Right, so that's a big deal, right? To control yourself when your entire life is Torah, to go to the bathroom and not think about Torah, that's pretty tough. Lo haniach adam beis medrash v'yotza, again, he was the last that went out of the beis medrash. V'lo matzu adam yoshe v'domim el yoshe v'shona. No one ever found him sitting quietly. Rather, they would always find him sitting and learning. Right, I was at Olivia once, and they always said that I always saw my father just learning. I never saw him sitting quietly. Right, it's the same thing over here, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Right, Elahuba Atzmo, and he was the only one. He was the one who would open up the door of the base manager for his talmidim, right, to give them kavod. And again, he also didn't say anything if he didn't hear it from his rabbi first. Right, he never told anybody to get out of the base manager except for Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur, right, Erev Pesach to get the kids to bed. That's what the Gemara says at the end of Rashi quotes over here, right? That Gemara at the end of Pesachim, and Erev Yom Kippur, go eat something before the fast. V'chein hayah Rabbi Elazar Talmido, and Rabbi Elazar's Talmud was similarly would act similarly. Noeg Acharav, that's what he would do. Right, he took on a lot of his actions. Tanur Rabbanan went another by says Shmonim Talmidim Hayu Lehil Azakin. Hillel had 80 talmidim. 30 of them were ra'oi, as they should have the shechina rest on them like Moshe. Now that's not obviously. Pasuk says lo kam navi k'moshe. Right, the pasuk says no one ever was as great as Moshe. So what it means is they could have theoretically, right, they were ra'oi, but obviously not necessarily that they had the shechina rest on them, because by this time the nevuah was done. But okay, they could have been on the level. Ushlosha mehem ruim shetamud lehem chamak Yeshua ben Nun. 30 of them were relevant, right? Like in Yeshua ben Nun, made the sun stand right. Hashemesh begivon dom ve'erech be'emek ayalon. When Yeshua made the sun stand, right? So 30 of them were relevant, were roi to like Yeshua, but none to do that nes as well. And then Esrim be'nonim, and then there were 20 guys in the middle. Right, again, you can, you know, at some point, right, somebody's got to bring up the rear, right, it's 20 middle, to middle, kind of middle of the road, Talmudim. Gadosh Abakul and Yonos and Ben Azil, the greatest one was Yonos and Ben Azil, wrote the what's called the Targum on Navi, and Katosh Abakul and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, and the least one, right, that we just talked about, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai and Rabbi Lazarus Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was the least of all those Talmidim. Amazing. So I'm going to love all Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. They said about Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the Sholei Niach, Mikro, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachos, Vargados. He learned everything. I mean, he didn't leave, Lohi Niach, he didn't leave any of these areas of knowledge alone. He said Mikra, Torah, Mishnah, obviously Mishnah, Gemara is Gemara that you're familiar with, Halacha, okay, Agados, right, Agadatos, right, stories of, right, of Musar, Dikduke Torah, Dikduke Sofrim, right, different, right, if you look at Rashi, different ways to darshan of the Torah, Dikduke Sofrim is Dinam Derabanan, Kalim V'chomrim, meaning as a Kavachomer, and plural Kavachomers, Gzera Shavos, Gzera Shava, you learned all the Gzera Shavas, Tkufos U'Gemadrios, right, Tkufos is the way of the seasons and the sun, and the moon and the sky works. Gematria obviously numbers. Sichas Malachi Asharis v'sichas Shedim v'sichas Dekolim literally means that the speech of the angels, of the demons, and the palm trees. Rashi says, I have no idea what he's talking about, but okay. And I guess by that point, right, that knowledge was lost, and Rashi didn't know what he meant. Okay. Mashalos, right? Kofsin Mashalos Shualim, that literally means a mashal of people who do laundry, and mashal of a fox, which Pashas is refers to mashal of Am Yisrael, right? I feel like Rashi that apparently been, you know, through giving mashal to Am Yisrael, to using mashalim, I guess some of them used, you know, dry cleaners and foxes to get their point across. Davar gadol v'davar katan, he learned a great thing and a small thing. What is that? Davar katan ma'isa merkava, right? The story of the Merkava that Yechezkel saw when he glimpsed the Chelek and Shamayim, and the Rakatan, what was that? Havayos Dabayi V'Rava, right? There's just the back and forth between Abayi and Rava. The Kayim Hashanamah to fulfill what the Pasuk says, L'Hanachil O'Avei Yesh V'Zerseim Amalei. Okay, V'Chim Achash Rakatan Shabakulan Kach, Gabal Shabakulan Alachas Kamal V'Kama. And if you tell me that we say that all these great things about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who is the smallest of all these Talmidim, so the great ones, right? I can imagine how much greater the greatest one was. And why are we talking about the great ones? So Amr Olav, Yonos and Ben Uziel, they said about Yonos and Ben Uziel, who we identified as the greatest Talmud, Bishash Yoshev Ozik B'Torah, Kol Uf Shaparech Olav Miyad Nisraf, at the moment he was sitting and learning Torah, right, a bird flying overhead would burn, right, from the fire that he was learning. If you look at Rashi, right, Shehu Malach HaYashar, he's miskabsim Seviva of the Shemot Devei Torah Mipiv, that the angels would come to hear Torah from him, right, and the Chor, they would burn up any birds that were up above. Says the Mishnah Haya Rosh of Rubo Basuk of Shachar Basuk Abayis, Mishnah that we've encountered before in the Masechta earlier. If you have your head and most of your body in the Sukkah and your hat and your table is inside the house, so Beishami Poslim, Beishil, Machshirim. Beishami says it's fine, Beishil says it's kosher. If you remember the Gemara earlier in the Masechta, we said that there are two machloksim going over here. First of all, about the minimum shear of a sukkah, and also, if for whatever reason you're sitting in a normal-sized sukkah, but your table happens to be inside your house, let's say in a merpesed situation, that is also the machlokas here, right? Two machlokasim, that's what the Gemara hashed out, or is it much earlier? In the beginning of the Masechta, Ches, yeah, Gimel and Zion on the base. Okay. Amar Lan Beisel Beishamai, Beisel Zed Beishamai Lokach Haya Maisa. Wasn't there a story that Shalcho Zikne Beishamai Zikne Beishel Vakas Rabbi Yochanan Ben Choronis didn't, right, that the Beishamai Beishel went to see Rabbi Yochanan Ben Choronis Matsu Shioshev Rosho Verubo Basukah V'Shulchan V'Pesach HaBayis, and they found him in this scenario with his table inside his house V'lo Amru Dover V'lo Amru Lo Dover, and they didn't say anything. So apparently we see that Yor Yotzei So Malahem Beishamai Beishamai said no Misham Raya Af Heim Amru Lo. No, you got the story wrong. They did say something to him. Right, right? If this is how you act, no, they did say to him that if this is how you always kept the mitzvah of sukkah, so you were never yotze the mitzvah. I'm not sure I mentioned it when we learned the Gemara there back in Daf Kimmel or Daf Zion or earlier in the Masechta, v'achlokas Tosos and Aran, if I'm not mistaken, as to what they meant. But that are you not yotze midrabanan, or even maybe you're not yotze midaraisa? Do the chachamim have the ability to uproot a mitzvah daraisa? Okay, right. That's for greater lumdus. Just so she'd be aware. But either way, that Beis Shammai said back that no, they did not fulfill the mitzvah if in fact that was how you fulfilled, that's how you did it. Nashim avadim ketanim turim in the sukkah, right? Those three people are pater from sukkah. Katan shen tzarech le'imo chayev a sukkah. A katan who's already higil achinuch is chayev. Ma'isa v'yalda kalasu shel Shammai Azokin. Right? It happened to be that the daughter-in-law of Shammai Azokin gave birth. U'piches es amaziva v'sikech agabe hamita bishvil kota, and they kind of made a hole overhead in the ceiling, and they put a schach over the crib, right, to make sure that there was a sukkah over the baby's crib. Now, obviously, the Gemara will ask, "My salistor, right? That seems to you just told me that a katan is potter, and then you told me a story about how Shammai's grandson." They made a schach for him. They made a sukkah for him. So obviously, we'll have to talk about that. So the Gemara says, "Minani mili, how do you know? How do you know what?" So, how do you know that, what's it called, that women are potter, pashtus is, that we're going to skip a little bit about this for the whole first discussion that we talked about earlier, the Masechta. So we had the Gemara on that already, which is weird that it's not here, but we skipped to, towards the end of the Mishnah, what we said, women are potter. So the Gemara says, Menoni Mili, how do you know? The Torah Rabbanik is the Brisa, we learned the Brisa, the Pasuk says, Ezrach, Kol Ezrach Yisrael Yeshvu Basukos. Ze Ezrach, right? That teaches me a regular Jew. Ha Ezrach, what is that? The Ezrach, the Jew. So that's Lahosias and Hashem to exclude women. Kol, right? Kol Ezrach, what's that? The Rabbis is a Ketanim, to include Ketanim, right? Obviously, who are Gia Lechinuch. Amar Mar says, Ha Ezrach, Lahosias and Hashem. If you tell me the word ha'ezrach excludes women, right, the meimer of the ezrach being menashim being gavri mashma, are you telling me that implies that the word ezrach implies, right, in general, right, men and women? V'atayin demon on the b'risa, ha'ezrach l'rabbas is anashim, ha'ezrach yos shechayevos b'inuit. Meaning, that, don't we hear the word ha'pasuk by Yom Kippur? That the word ha'ezrach includes women, right, that they obviously have to fast on Yom Kippur, but ha'ezrach yos, and we'll talk about why you need a pasuk for that, but ha'ezrach yos shechayevos b'inuit, to teach me that everybody's chayev and inuit, so chayev and afflicting themselves in Yom Kippur, ama ezrach gavri mashma. Apparently the word ezrach is male. Meaning, if you tell me ha'ezrach includes women, so apparently without the hey, the word ezrach includes men. If you tell me the word ha'ezrach excludes women, so apparently the word ezrach without the hey includes both. So what's going on? Which one is it? Amar Rabba says Hilchos Anin Huvas Milchanu Rabbanan Akroi. No, it's Alecha Moshmi Sinai. And the Chachamim are just using psukim here to kind of support the tradition that they have. So Gemara says, okay, Ha'krav Ha'Hilchos. Which one is learning from a pasuk, which one is Alecha Moshe Mishinai? Vesu, and furthermore, Kro Lamali, Hilchos Lamali, and why do you even need Alecha Moshe Mishinai or a pasuk in either of these mitzvah, in either of these halachos, right? To tell me that women are chayev and inui in afflicting themselves and fasting and everything, etc. on Yom Kippur, and that women are pasuk from sukkah, you don't need a pasuk or anything. Halacha Moshe Mishinai, tell me either of those things. Right, how sukkah mitzvah asish is man grama. Right, very simply, sukkah is a mitzvah asish is man grama. Pachal mitzvah asish is man grama nashim tiros. Right, that we know. And Yom Kippur, right? Midrav Yehuda Marav nafka. You learn from Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Damarav Yehuda Marav. Chaytan the Beir Bishmal. Amakra. The pasuk says ish o isha. That pasuk is by Malchus, I think. I'm not sure. Where, yeah, Isha Rishon ki yasu mikol chatos adam lemomal b'ashem v'yashma nefesh ahi. Okay, so when a man or a woman does a chait, right, to kind of sin against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, so the Gemara learns out on Amud Beis, right, Hishra kasuv Isha le'ish l'chol onshim shabatora, right, men and women are equal, right, in talking about isurim and punishments, right, if you're talking about fasting Yom Kippur, why should women ever, right, not be chayiv in a nisr? Rabbi says, la'olam sukkah l'chosav yitzrich v'yitzrich. Really, sukkah is the halacha Moshe Mishinai, and we need it. Even though usually you'd think a woman is potter because mitzvah shishman grama. Why would you think a woman is chayiv? Sakatai dechamina, you might have felt to say, teishu kinta duru, that since you have to live in a sukkah, like you live in the house, madira ish v'ishto, Afsoka yishvi yishto, just like in a house, right? Husband and wife stay together, right, in the same house, but it's Hashem. So too by the sukkah. So you might have thought the women are chayiv, so therefore kamash malah. Rava, Amar Rava says, no, it's rich, you need the halacha Moshe Messina by sukkah, not because of that reason, but for another reason. You might have thought to say, yalev chamishos or chamishos or mechag matzos. Since we learned tesvav, tesvav, from Pesach, you might have thought that women are chayiv in sukkah. Why? Because malahal and nashim chayavos, I've kind of nashim chayavos. Just like women are chayiv in matzah and chayiv in the isser of chametz, so too, maybe you might have thought that women are chayiv in sukkah. It's kumash malah, and therefore the halacha Moshe Messina teaches me that they are potter. V'ayv ashti damata sukkah hilchasa, kral amali. So, okay, if you tell me that the halacha Moshe Messina is by sukkah, what do you need a pasuk to teach me that they're chayiv in Yom Kippur, that they have to, what's it called? That they have to, Kralamali, is that Pazik, yeah, oh, right, meaning we had said, the Pazik says Ha'ezrach, right, so what does that teach me? Meaning, if you have a Halacha Moshe Messina by Sukkah, not by Yom Kippur, if the Halacha Moshe Messina is by Sukkah, so what do you do with the word Ezrach, Ha'ezrach, right? We used the word Ha'ezrach to exclude women, so now you don't need that Pazik, because you have a Halacha Moshe Messina. So what is that? That's L'Rabos Zagirin, to include Gerin. Because Sakat Ha'edichamina, you might have thought Ha'ezrach B'Yisrael, Amarachmana, V'lo Zagirin. You might have thought that when the pasuk says that any Ezrach b'Yisrael is chayv in sukkah, that means any normally born Jew, but not a ger. So therefore, kamash malan, the pasuk teaches me that gerim are chayv in sukkah. Ah, okay. So Yom Kippurim. What about Yom Kippur? Either Rav Yudah or Rav Nafka. So why don't you? So okay. So now back to Yom Kippur. And we said women are chayv in Yom Kippur. So obviously, right? They're chayv in any surim. As we learned before, so the Gemara says, "Now lo nitzricha elo l'tosefes inway." No, you have to teach me that they're also chayev in the extra time period, right? If you remember from Yuma towards the end of Yuma, there's an additional period. We start Yom Kippur early, right? The concept called tosefes inway. You might have thought that women are potter from that. They're chayev in refraining in the inway and Yom Kippur. You might have thought that they're potter from the extra. Right, a few minutes that we add on at the beginning. You might have thought to say, so because there is no, right, again, it's kares for eating on Yom Kippur, but there is no kares for eating in the Tosefes point, in the time period before Yom Kippur, right? That's not kares. So since there is no kares there, you might have thought, right, that the women are potter. So therefore, you might have thought the women are potter. Zever Kamash Malan, he teaches me that no, women are still chayiv in Tosefes Inui in the extra few minutes, right, before and after Yom Kippur that we add on. Amar Mar said, Kol L'Rabbos is a Ketanim, right, we include the Ketanim. Ayva Tanan, didn't we learn the Mishnah, Nashim Avadim Ketanim Turim in a Sukkah, right? How can you tell me there's a Pasuk of Kol HaEzrach includes Ketanim to be chayiv in Sukkah? What do you mean? The Mishnah said that Ketanim are Potter. Where it says, Lo kasha kam bekatan shegi lechinach, kam bekatan shelo egi lechinach. It depends on how old he is. If he's 6 or 7 already, he understands the concept of sukkah, so he emits of chinach, so that he is included in that chiyuv. So it says, katan shegi lechinach, midi rabbanu. So the Gemara says, 1 second, what do you mean there's a pasuk to teach me that the katanim are chayiv? Chinach is a din de rabbanan. So how could you tell me that the pasuk teaches me, right, that they're chayev and it didn't derabanan? Doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, yeah, midirabanan who vekra asmach debalma. Yeah, inechinam midalach is midirabanan. But the pasuk they used to kind of reinforce, to kind of remind people, and reinforce their words. But yes, inechinam chinuch is a derabanan. Katan shein tzarech le'imo. We had said that a katan that does not need his mother, right? So he is chayev in sukkah. Right, so the Gemara says, yechidami katan shein tzarech le'imo. What age is that? Right, so the Gemara says, Amr de Rabbi Yannai, kol shenifne ve'in imo ve'kan chasa. Right, any baby or child who's able to go to the bathroom and his mother does not wipe him. Rabbi Shimon, probably should be someone else. Yeah, Shimon ben Lakish. Yeah, okay. Shimon ben Lakish omer, kol shenir mishinaso ve'ino kore ima ima. He says, no, it's any child who doesn't get up in the middle of the night and call for his mother. The Gemara says, 1 second, gedolon namikaro. Well, sometimes people, right, even teenagers sometimes get up and, like, you know, and they wake up from their sleep and they call for their mother. Right? It's just natural. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Ella kol shenir ve'ino kore ima ima. No, ina chanami. But there's a difference between ima, right, and then they're like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm fine now. But any kid who keeps on calling ima, 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 right, it's a shame. Everybody should be zochet to have a child who calls them ima, ima, ima in the middle of the night, right? That's the simcha that parents get, right? They get woken up at 3 in the morning, child's calling them, ima, ima, ima. On the one hand, it's very frustrating for the parent, but on the other hand, Baruch Hashem, it's amazing. Amazing to have children who need us. So it's a tremendous simcha to get woken up in the middle of the night. So any kid who's already past that age where he doesn't call for his mother can take care of whatever he needs to. He has to go to the bathroom, he has to get a drink, right? Does whatever he wants without necessarily, you know, calling his parents until they come. So that would be the age and where they would be chayiv in Sukkah. Maisa v'yalda kal. Also, okay, we had said that the Ketanah Repatra, then we told the story about Shammai's grandson who needed a Sukkah, or they put a Sukkah up for him, rather. So the Gemara says immediately, Maisa, this story, that's a contradictory story, right? That's against the halacha you just told me. The Gemara says, Chisuri Mechsura v'alchi Ketani, right? This is our second Maisa list story in the last couple of days, right? So really, the Mishnah is missing words. V'alchi Ketani, this is what it means to say. V'shammai Machmir. Shammai himself, right, even though Ketanah Mar Patra from Sukkah, Shammai was Machmir. Umaisa, and the story now, right, supports Shammai's Shita. Right, because the other Kalasa Shal Shammai Azakin, right, Upichas as Maziv of Sikha Chalmite Al Hamita Bishvil HaKatan, right, and sure enough, you see that Shammai's grandson had the Sukkah over his crib, right, just as we pointed out, that Shammai himself is Machmir. Okay, we'll stop at the Mishnah, and we'll go right to the Hilgishas tomorrow. I think we'll be Zohar to finish the Perek. Yeah, we'll see how far we get, but it's a Hashem. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.